Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than Victoria Jones. She joins us now. Victoria, first important question is it starting to warm up in Foggy Bottom? Are you getting those muggy, damp days yet?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was driving home today, and I was looking out my window of my car, and I thought, you know, it's so muggy, it looks like Nashville. It reminded me of Nashville. I used to live in Nashville. It reminded me of Nashville. It had that air, had that quality of light. And that's because we had nothing but rain all day and yet heat.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's raining now and it's hot. It's awful.
Oh, that's the one part I hate about D.C. D.C. is great when you get out of that, when you get out of the summertime, but when you get that muggy, that's why the Foggy Bottom. That's why it's called Foggy Bottom, because you just sweat when you're there.
Yeah, and on days when it doesn't rain, it's delightful.
Yes, I agree. Well, speaking of sweating, some people are sweating out this story, all the revelations of the NSA and the documents, the top secret documents that were dumped, and of course the self-confessed leaker of those documents we know as Edward Snowden now, and how he detailed all kinds of things, internet surveillance programs and the phone, the National Security Agency's phone and internet stuff, crazy, some of the things that now are starting to fly out about this. And he's saying he couldn't stand it, and this is an American, all these different things. He did an interview with The Guardian, as I'm sure you well know. What's the reaction been in Washington?
Well, I mean, the reaction is mixed, I think, among lawmakers. I mean, I think among people, there are people who are saying, well, you know, I had no idea it was so broad and widespread, and maybe it was onto something. Then there are the people who work in the defense industry who are going, this is bad for us, this is bad for us, this is bad for us. Booz Allen's stock went down today, this is bad for us. They're all running around with their heads cut off like chickens. But the lawmakers are saying, well, we weren't briefed, we didn't know, nobody told us, we didn't know. And that's their thing at the moment. They're all really ticked off. So the FBI and the Department of Justice and the NSA are coming to Capitol Hill to brief the House tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens out of that. Maybe we'll get some disclosures or whatever. So this is a story that's going to keep on giving. It's the summer of investigations and committee hearings. That's what it's all about until everybody goes away. What, the end of July? Is that when is the break for Congress?
It'll be in August. I mean, they've got a little break for July the 4th, but then they've got their big break in August.
Interesting. All right, so then this other story breaks. CBS, I guess, cracked it open. I'll give them credit. That's everywhere I'm reading. That's what I'm seeing. But that the State Department's been covering up all these allegations of illegal stuff like drugs and prostitution rings in diplomatic ranks is what they're calling it. Wow. So what is that about?
Yeah, they had a whistleblower, another one, a former investigator with the State Department's internal watchdog, the Inspector General, spoke to CBS and said that according to this internal IG's memo, several recent investigations were influenced, manipulated, or simply called off. And the memo that CBS News has gives 8 specific examples, and they've got things like allegations that a State Department security official in Beirut engaged in sexual assaults on foreign nationals hired as embassy guards, a charge that members of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's security detail engaged prostitutes while on official trips in foreign countries, a problem the report says was endemic. Then there's details about an underground drug ring that was operating near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and supplied State Department security contractors with drugs. And then one agent, State Department agents told the IG they were told to stop investigating the case of a U.S. ambassador who held a sensitive diplomatic post and was suspected of patronizing prostitutes in a public park.
Wow. Are we sure this is reality or is this made up? This is crazy.
I feel like I've been in Game of Thrones for a week now.
Oh, I was just going to say that. I can't believe it. Great minds think alike. So you watch the Game of Thrones, huh?
I haven't seen Sunday Night.
I can't tell you then the finish. You're going to be upset. But nothing like the Red War and what happened, of course, to the King of the North.
I was upset last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll be more upset this week. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, no!
Yeah. I don't want to break the spell for you, but you're going to be furious.
I'm not over the wolf.
The wolf. Well, you know what? Let's put it this way. It's a toss-up. Downton Abbey or the end of Game of Thrones? Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones. Equally upsetting.
Oh, just don't say anything else.
Okay, I'm not gonna. You go and watch it, but you better hurry and watch it before somebody else spoils it for you. So, spoiler alert, folks. I'm not gonna tell you the end of Game of Thrones. Victoria Jones, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye bye. Let's just say it's bleak for the Stark family. How's that for those of you who are inside on the Game of Thrones? Hero, idiot, traitor, just plain young. Ed Snowden, everybody sizing him up on BuzzFeed, which is the social media aggregator that a lot of people measure things by. They say the word hero pops up more on Twitter than traitor. He's got a couple of big fans that are from extreme opposite polar ends of the political spectrum, like Michael Moore. Could he be more left? And could he be more right of Attila the Hun? Glenn Beck, both tweeting that they think he is flat out a hero. A little bit different when it comes to Republican Senator Rand Paul. He says he's worried the government could be overreaching with the program, so he's talking more about the program than the kid. And also Democratic Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon agrees with Paul and agrees with Mark Udall of Colorado. So you got some Democrats and Republicans who are on board with this whole thing of, hey, maybe they're, you know, reaching out too much. In other words, putting too much out there, trying to go through too many private phone records and internet pop-ups and not pop-ups, but what comes up on the internet, looking at conversations and emails and that kind of thing. On Facebook, I did a check of Facebook earlier in the day, and trust me, you can find Snowden if you go on Facebook. At least 2.5 million mentions, I think he's up to now at this point. So a lot of people talking about this guy and whether or not he is flat out just a traitor or he is a hero. It's you either think he's the bomb or you think he threw the bomb. That's how it goes. On Sunday, in case you don't know the story, he outed himself on a Guardian, which is a big UK paper, video interview. So he had to have known that this was going to blow up all over the place. Of course he did. That was the idea. The U.S. Justice Department says it's starting a criminal investigation into the leak, like I keep saying it is the year or the summer of investigation, so just throw this on to the pile. It's interesting because we have all this Manning stuff going on now. Snowden even told the newspaper he admires Bradley Manning, the Army private who dumped a bunch of secure information on the State Department and other stuff, leaked it to WikiLeaks, as you know, and is now in the middle of a military court hearing now at this point where he could get life in prison. We come back on the flip side, more on the life of Ed Snowden, what you should know. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Welcome to our weekly whistleblower segment. You have to love that. People say that Ed Snowden is a whistleblower because that's how we supposedly discovered, found out what the NSA was doing. Although if you go back to 2007, we already knew this was happening, that documents were being culled over. I mean, maybe we didn't think about it because we have to always be hit on the head with things, but it was already happening. I'm sure if I re-racked what I was doing at the time, which would have been the beginnings, really, of America Tonight, I know I talked about this. I can remember having these conversations and talking to people on the air about it. Maybe we didn't know the scope of it, or it wasn't as vast as Ed Snowden is reporting. Here's what's interesting about this guy. You got to hear his background. As I said, you be the judge. Is he really a hero? Is he a traitor? Is he somewhere, you know, in between? Is he just somebody who's young and trying to be idealistic? You know, it's so easy. I love Julian Assange, who's in exile himself, who immediately labels him, he's a hero, he's a hero. Of course, anyone who leaks documents is a hero. See, you go back to the same thing. I get it. I get government secret information and things are doing to us that is, as Rand Paul says, the senator from Kentucky, was the program too much of an overreach? I'll go there with you, absolutely. But so, yeah, reel it back in. But then that's decision-making time. When someone who works for the NSA does not report it to anyone internally, then conveniently bounces it out. I don't know. I'm a little cynical about that. Let's just say that. So he breaks the big deal in a UK paper on a video segment, talks about having this great, comfortable life, but all of a sudden he was disillusioned because he thought there was too much government intrusion into our private lives. So he decides, I don't want to live in this world. I don't want to live in this society where these things are happening, where everything I do and say is recorded. It's not something I'm going to support. I don't want to live under it. So, you know, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you all about it. So that's the whole thing. He's calling himself kind of like a spy. And this is why people are having a hard time deciding where he falls on the scale. By the way, You can be the judge. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, whatever. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Remember, here in America Tonight, it's a conversation, not a monologue. Or you can hit me up on americatonight.net, click on contact, and you're in, and let your thoughts fly. So this kid grew up in 1983. He was born in North Carolina. His mother is the chief deputy clerk for administration and information technology at the federal court in Baltimore. His father is a former Coast Guard officer. He lives in Pennsylvania, and he's got an older sister who's an attorney. That's the family background. Woohoo! But let's talk about him, his education. He didn't complete high school. He studied computers at a community college. He got an equivalency degree, you know, basically getting your GED. After that, he took some classes, took them all the way up to 2005. He spent 4 months in the Army Reserves. And this was in 2004. He was part of a Special Forces. He was a Special Forces recruit, and he did a 14-week training program, but he didn't complete any training or get any awards. That's it. I mean, okay, so then he was discharged. He broke his leg in an accident, so then, boom, that was that. His first job with the National Security Agency was, check this out, as a security guard. I want you to really listen to what I'm saying. He was a security guard with the NSA. The next stop after security guard was information technology job with the CIA. They put him in Geneva in 2007. He left the CIA in 2009 to work for private contractors, would be Dell Booz Allen. In his job with Allen, with Booz Allen, he was assigned to NSA offices in Japan and then Hawaii. So he was with them for 3 months or so. He made $200,000 a year. He lived in a rented house in Oahu. And then that's where it all changes. He decided to go to Hong Kong because he was going to leak all of this information about the NSA. He said he told the NSA he was taking a leave for treatment of epilepsy. And he says that's a condition that he was diagnosed with last year after he had a whole bunch of seizures. Now, public record-wise, if you dig into him, which is easy, he was a registered voter, but he doesn't have any kind of party. He doesn't have any affiliation whatsoever. And, you know, at one point he worked for Dell, like I mentioned. He's made a couple of donations to libertarian Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, so that's on the record. And he keeps calling himself a spy. He told the Washington Post, "I've been a spy all of my adult life." He said he had a code name, Verax, or Verax, which would be truth teller in Latin. And he says that he puts a red hood over his head and laptop when he enters passwords. Okay. So I'm asking you, what do you think? What are you calling this guy, Snowden? I mean, really, is he somebody you should hold up, this 29-year-old computer guy who obviously had to be very good with computers because he was, no matter how sketchy things were or how he got jobs, he was great at data collecting, that's for sure. So he goes through that kind of a background, ends up in a situation where he decides to blow the whistle. He decides to dump it all out there. You know, and so here's the thing. Whether he's a traitor, whether he's an idiot, whether he's a public servant, whether he's any label that you can possibly think of, we're paying for this investigation, so here we go again. Yeah, we're getting more and more in debt with all of the amazing things people are doing when they drop and leak documents and when they decide to selectively go after people like the Tea Party and other groups with Patriot in their name who are simply seeking tax-exempt status. I'm talking about the IRS. And then, of course, we have another branch of the government that goes after journalists in the Associated Press, and we're paying for that. And we're paying for Benghazi because we still haven't gotten to the bottom of that. And we're paying for investigations into military exploits of the sexual variety. I mean, pretty soon, are we ever going to get to the meat of anything? Already there's enough excuses and enough reasons for the people who we elect to be distracted by everything but some of the other important issues at hand. Not that I don't think that this massive amount of problems, of scandals, aren't important and we don't need to get to the bottom of them. But we are paying millions of dollars for this, so you know. So Ed Snowden is costing us millions of dollars. That's okay if you think he did the right thing. But how much do you worry about the threat of terrorism? How much do you care about online privacy? It is a tricky question. I mean, I could almost say, and I hate wishy-washy people, and I have hardcore opinions. If you've listened to the show, you know that. Sometimes you might hear me have an opinion on one thing that doesn't really jive politically with something else I've said, and that's because I go with how I feel, period, and how I look at issues. I might not necessarily toe the line conservatively with some of the things that, you know, that are happening on other areas that we're looking at in this country right now. But I'll tell you this, exposing the online surveillance programs, which we already knew was happening, we already knew this was happening. Him saying that he's the one who released the evidence and he had to come forward because he was just bursting at the seams to tell us, it's me, it's me, it's me. So now he's out there. And here we go again. Millions of phone records. You know, he was obviously doing some of this. Millions of phone records searching for links to suspected terrorists abroad. You know, the government taps into internet companies, their information, to detect the suspicious behavior that begins overseas. So then we go into that again. You think of people who, you heard the whistle at the top of this segment, because every week we're going to do whistleblowers. You think of Daniel Ellsberg. Henry Kissinger called Daniel Ellsberg the most dangerous man in America. You think of the WikiLeaks dude, Bradley Manning, now fighting for his life on trial, accused of crimes. And you see all this whistleblowing. I think it depends on your own brand of politics. We've seen this again and again and again and again. How much do you support whistleblowers? I think in some cases I'm 100% on board. The problem is I think this is a personal game thing for him too. Stay with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net, spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to hit some of those odds and ends, including starting to warm up. You heard me bust the chops of Victoria at the top of how awful it is to be in Washington over the summer, and they're starting to feel that heat now. But what's happening in places like Florida, we have some great affiliates there. WFLN is one of them. And, you know, I have a lot of family in Florida, and this is a big story, but it's one that I knew about. They're having problems with mosquitoes. Yeah. And we're not just talking about pesky little pain in the rear end mosquitoes that you hit. Oh, hit, boom, they're done. No, we're talking about ginormous mosquitoes. So that's part of odds and ends. If nothing else, you don't want to miss this part of this hour of America Tonight. Well, he's more than a mosquito, but really a lot of people are hailing him as a hero. We continue that conversation about Edward Snowden. A petition to pardon the NSA whistleblower was launched on the White House, on the White House's website. It's got over 18,000 followers since it was filed on Sunday. And this is how the petition reads, the text. The White House's We the People program allows the general public to upload online petitions that surpass 1,000 signatures, typically, and it results in a direct response from the White House. Well, that'll be interesting. Snowden is part of this petition. So, and specifically how it reads is, Edward Snowden is a national hero and should be immediately issued a full, free, and absolute pardon for any crimes he's committed or may have committed related to blowing the whistle on secret NSA surveillance programs. So what do you think? I know you have opinions on this, kid. I mean, is whistleblowing a noble thing? Yeah, in some ways it is. But when you, I don't know, when you work, when you're hired like this kid, and you're hired by them, and you're doing the dirty deed, and then you just decide, ah, suddenly I have a conscience, I'm going to leak this out, I'm going to flee to Hong Kong, I'm going to call the UK paper of record, give them a big juicy interview, and then I know it's going to be splayed out for everybody to just decide what they think. Or they were close to figuring out who was the leaker, so he jumped in front of the story to try to get a lot of people on his side, knowing that Americans are sick of this tug of war over what we can do in the name of thwarting terrorism and what is an overreach. So let me get this out here. Let me get a lot of public sentiment to try to help myself so that I don't get in more trouble. Because you got to think, with this criminal investigation, they're going to bust some heads here. Probably his head, if they can. That's why he's in Hong Kong. So, you know, fair or foul. And there is no real in-between here. You know, there's no in-between. He's not a little bit, I don't think he's a little bit right. It's like, you know, you can't get a little bit pregnant. I don't think that's the case with this story. You either think, bravo, we need more people like this, or, let him hide away, and then let's see what happens when more details start to come out. Let's see what happens then. So, all this information about the surveillance program, all of the debating about the balance that we constantly are wrestling with privacy, you know, do you view that leak of confidential documents with, will it probably have something to do with the way in the future you look at using the internet and technology? I can tell you, I have a friend. His name is Joe, and he thinks he is so paranoid about government overreach anyway. He's always sending me secret passwords to different places where I can go to get messages from him. Hey, do you want to go meet for lunch? Okay, here's the secret squirrel password. Because he thinks it's, and he's in technology, he thinks the what's happened with the NSA is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, should we have a reasonable expectation of some sort of privacy in this new digital wild, wild west? As far as the sentiment goes, you see what the document is on the White House with the petition, but there are a lot of other people who are not praising what he's done. They're in a poll that was just taken, really 54% of the people who were polled think it's wrong what he did, and the rest, 10% undecided, and the rest think he's fantastic what he did. To be sure, this is going to be the discussion of the summer, and I think this is the year of the whistleblower, without a doubt. This is the year of uncovering information, of leaking information. And this also goes back to the Attorney General, Eric Holder, who I have no love for, who went through reporters' phone records, thousands of them, to try to find out who was the leak. Who was the leak on some information that they didn't want out there. So now it's going to be about squashing the leaks. So Julian Assange says that he would strongly advise Ed Snowden to go to Latin America. He says Latin America has shown in the past 10 years that they're really pushing forward in human rights. It's a long tradition of asylum. And remember, he's in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He's been holed up there for almost a year because they granted him asylum in August. But the British have said they'll arrest him if he leaves the compound whatsoever. So he says that, listen, he says that there's an existential threat to democracy. So what he's done is a brilliant thing. The oversight of the process is done in secret. The policy is secret. It's not a case of looking at a particular suspect and deciding to apply surveillance to them as we once did in the past, but rather just bulk, arbitrary, drift net fishing across not just Americans, but essentially the whole of the human race. And isn't that interesting, too, because I will say this, you have an administration that we've talked about over and over and over and over and over again, that when they took office said they were about transparency. So I will say this, they are definitely not about transparency when it comes to information, and they do not like leaks. They do not like that information being out there. And you wonder deep down, and you know, this is something I couldn't even get to the bottom of in the last couple of weeks through my own sources, but how much does this really, when things like the NSA surveillance, the extent of their surveillance is released, how much does it hurt the program in trying, honestly, in trying to thwart would-be terrorists? How much, that's what I would want to know, and of course, we're not going to get the answer to that, but how much of that information that was culled led to direct links to people who were going to in some way try to harm us in the United States, to try to do something to Westerners? That's what I want to know. I'd want to know how we could go back and you could tell, we could find out how much of this we can directly link. There is something creepy about a wide, ridiculous, judicious net that is thrown out there where it's innocuous conversations that are being listened to or being looked at. For example, I am so certain that America Tonight, if you've been on this show, you might have been listened to. That wouldn't be shocking to me, as we have direct links to places that were specifically cited of the internet variety. We're all over them, including Pal Talk. And many of you have sent me notes about that, sent me notes about, I wonder how much, as far as radio goes and as far as talk radio goes, shows like mine and others have been, you know, chopped up or listened to. I would say they have been, but I don't think it would be a continuous thing. Because it's when roads lead to nowhere, why would you, you know, ultimately, why are you doing that? And then they're not getting what they want to get. Harmony says, stupid guys doing all that and the taxpayers paying for it. Jack says he's claiming to be a spy. Fine, send in a wet work team to deal with traitor spies like in the movies. There you go. I heard he's now wanting amnesty in China, which is true. One of the things that now has happened, he's in Hong Kong, and that's what he's looking for. Good luck with that. I don't think so. But the idea of privacy, the internet, all of that comes into play. And then whether or not he is a legitimate whistleblower that should be hailed as a hero or put in a pile with the rest of the people that you would label traitors. All right, odds and ends. Going to tell you about those pesky mosquitoes. There's another one. There's another one. Hang through.
For
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Alright, you're gonna spend any time in one of my favorite states, the Sunshine State, Florida. Watch out for those mosquitoes. You gotta really make sure you have your bug spray handy or on at all times. They say in Seminole County, the mosquitoes that are being notoriously aggressive this season so far are 20 times larger than the regularly scheduled mosquitoes that arrive this time of year. 20 times larger. I saw a photo of one. This is radio. Just picture something that looks like a flying tarantula. The insects all of a sudden got bigger, supposedly, after Tropical Storm Debbie. Remember, that was back in June of last year. And biologists really say the only way you can prevent this or do anything about it is just the whole bug spray thing, that you have to... You have to have bug spray on. It's the only thing you can do. And just because you think they're not there, then all of a sudden they are there. You know, there's a certain kind of blood that they're attracted to. Some people have that sweet blood that mosquitoes naturally gravitate to and others not so much. I mean, this doesn't mean you still couldn't get mosquito bites, but there are certain people that are just notoriously bitten. I mean, it's something about your blood. I had a doctor tell me that one time. It's something about certain people's blood that the mosquitoes will just glob onto them maybe more than other people who could be sitting around at the same table or at the same pool or at the same picnic, whatever. And if you're just unlucky and you have that kind of blood, that might happen. But 20 times larger is kind of freaky. And I guess these bites hurt when you get bit. So be careful, Floridians. Make sure you carry your bug spray. All right, a cheat is a cheat is a cheat. And this fits perfectly in odds and ends. I just read this story before we came on the air. Somebody sent me a link to it. There's a former postal worker. Her name's Kathy Wrench Cashwell. And she was on The Price is Right. And she was part of the whole big wheels thing. You know, she did one of those big double-handed spins with the big wheel in 2009. So what happened was, and this is interesting, she claimed she was unable to work due to a 2004 workplace shoulder injury. So she was delivering mail, then she said she couldn't work because of the shoulder injury. And here you go. She ends up on the game show. So then everybody knows, well, look, she's on the game show, and she's riding on a zip line on a cruise. She's hauling furniture. She's got bags of groceries. She's doing all kinds of things. So seemingly she can kneel, squat, climb, bend, reach, grasp. You know, you get my idea here. And then she ends up in court because she's trying to get that worker's comp. So she should never have gone on Price is Right and got a national TV moment and won in a very big way. So then she ends up finally in federal court, and she had to plead guilty to fraud. What a cheat. Oh, that's just stupid. It's just like people who put things, I don't understand cheaters. It's like people who put things all over Facebook when they're cheating on their spouse, or they're doing something, or they call in sick continuously and then they're out at a happy hours or whatever and everybody can see the Facebook. Somehow people think that, you know, maybe no one will know. Gee, The Price is Right. That's not a popular show, is it? Everybody's working. How are they going to know if I'm on The Price is Right? Think again when you decide you're going to do something like that. Oh, dummy. All right, this is, unfortunately, and it falls into odds and ends. This story was just an unbelievably creepy story. You know that Santa Monica, and some of you might have seen this, they had a wild shooting spree that took place in Santa Monica, and they blocked off a bunch of blocks. They had to do that. What happened was, and this is how the story goes, a driver was shot after blocking a guy with a gun who decided, you know, that he was going to go on a rampage. And after this attack in Santa Monica, what happened was there was a woman named Deborah Fine who got upset when she saw that the guy with the flailing the gun around, right, not too far from Santa Monica College, was on this wild rampage. She was pulled over. He held a gun to her head. So what did she do? She just hit the gas. And this was at Santa Monica College. They have chilling photos that they just released on Monday. And this happened on June 7th. He went on a shooting spree. It started in a house near the college. Two people were found dead. It ended when the cops killed him in the college library. And the people are saying, thank God I'm alive. He had a whole bunch of firearms. He had 1,300 rounds of ammunition. So he could have killed a lot of people along the way. You know, now it's about who was he after and how did this happen and what was this ultimately, about. And this woman that I mentioned to you said she looked him straight in the eye and she saw what he was going to do and somehow backed him off. So she saved a few lives by doing what she did, by cranking down on the accelerator, hitting the gas, and getting in between someone that he was going to try to kill. But the bullets hit her, or, you know, went basically struck her, you know, struck across her 3-4 times, they say, at this point. And she says, you know, thank God I'm alive. So it's just a crazy thing. There's 5 victims in this whole deal. And he, as he left 2 people dead in the house, he just decided that he was going to have 13 minutes of hell rain down on a really a pretty sleepy area normally in Santa Monica. So what happened was this must have been a family thing. He went after his father, went after his brother, and they were the people that were dead in the house. 911 calls were pouring in. People were trying to give descriptions of what he looked like and what he, you know, where he was going and where was he running and all that kind of stuff. And he apparently, people jumped and tried to hide underneath stacks of books and stuff and whatnot when he went into the library. So thank goodness the cops acted fast enough to get him. But, you know, what in the world is going on? How sad is this? And on top of that, I happen to see this too as well today. You think in Newtown, Connecticut, after what they went through in December, what happens? But somebody calls in today, somebody decides to level a threat at Newtown and the kids ultimately, for fear of, you know, not trusting what could be happening. The kids, you know, automatically they got the kids out of school because of the threat, because there was a threat of some kind of bomb or some kind of violence. And, you know, this is the craziness that ensues after something so horrific happened. I hope they track down whoever did that, because I think that's absolutely outrageous. All right, some Patriot fans are scratching their heads on the lighter side of odds and ends, because now Tim Tebow, who looked like he was going to go play for the Philadelphia Soul, perhaps in arena football, is not going to join arena at all. He's staying in the NFL. His next team, you ready for this? The New England Patriots. Yeah. So that's where he's going to. There's got to be some method to this madness. You have to assume that perhaps he gets moved around. Maybe he ends up in some kind of a wide-out position or something like that. But his new team is the New England Patriots. Will he be embraced? I'm sure he's excited that he's staying in the NFL. But I have to say, I thought for sure he was going to do the deal with the Arena Football League. But instead, you know, he may end up being a presence in a different role with a much different team.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.